Your questions answered.
Your questions answered.
答案就在 BBC.
Ask about Britain.
Hello everyone, welcome to Ask About Britain. I'm Helen.
大家好，我是冯菲菲，欢迎收听英国问答 Ask About Britain. 今天我们将来回答一位来自云南的听友的提问。
The question is, how many days of paid annual leave do people in the UK get?
Annual leave, 或者 annual holiday, 就是年假。英国人一年的带薪年假到底有多少天呢？
Am I allowed to answer paid annual? Well, it's three, four weeks.
20 days.
Pro rata, 23 days.
I get probably about 4 weeks off a year.
So most people have about 4 weeks of paid annual leave a year. That seems to be pretty standard.
Pretty standard, 符合惯例。基本上每年多数人都会有20天，也就是四周的带薪假期 paid annual leave.
We spoke to BBC World Service Human Resources Manager Jill Wookey to get a better idea of what kind of leave workers are entitled to.
就这个问题，我们采访了 BBC 国际台人事部经理 Jill Wookey， 给我们做了一个全面的介绍。
In the UK, the law says that you are entitled to 28 days of annual leave. The 28 days includes 8 UK public holidays. However, many employers in the UK now give more than the statutory minimum. And so, for example, at the BBC, we get...8 public holidays and 25 additional days annual leave in the year. This is, of course, for those people who are full-time employees who work 5 days a week.
According to Jill, the law says that full-time workers are entitled to 28 days of annual leave.
Entitled to 就是有权享受的。只要是全职人员，根据英国法律规定，每年就可以享受28天带薪假期，其中8天是公休假日 public holidays， 比如说圣诞节。
This 28 days annual leave is the statutory minimum.
Statutory minimum， 法定最少的。
Many larger organizations give their staff more than the statutory minimum of 28 days. For example, at the BBC, we get 25 days plus 8 public holidays.
That makes it 33 days of holiday in total. 一般大公司或者政府部门会给职员们更多一些假期。像在 BBC, 我们一年就有25天假，再加上8天公休假期，一共33天。
What about part-time workers? How many days of annual leave do they get?
For part-time employees, their holiday entitlement is calculated on a pro rata basis. This means that you get a proportion...of the entitlement of annual leave that a full-time worker would get.
Jill 介绍说 part-time employees, 兼职员工的年假是根据工作时间按比例计算的 calculated on a pro rata basis.
So if someone worked 3 days a week at the BBC, they would get 15 days of annual leave based on the holiday entitlement for a full-time employee.
Right, so the less you work, the less annual leave you'll get.
Now let's hear from Michael McDonald, who is self-employed. Does that make any difference?
Because I'm pretty much self-employed, I really have to fit my holiday time around my work activities. These holidays that I have are really time off from work where I could be earning, so I'm not actually paid or being paid whilst I'm away.
Michael 是个体户 self-employed. 他不是任何公司的固定职员，所以休假的时间还是要看他自己工作上的安排。
As he's self-employed, he doesn't get any statutory paid holiday. Michael can take as much or as little holiday as he wants, but it will have an impact on his financial earnings.
收入 earnings. Michael 休假是没有工资的，所以他尽量会在没有工作的时候去度假。
Even though there's no paid annual leave or other company benefits, many people still choose to be self-employed.Because of the freedom it gives them.
是的，在英国很多人都选择 self-employed, 主要是因为这样会很自由。
Apart from paid annual leave, there are other types of leave employees are entitled to.
英国的劳工制度很健全，所以除了带薪年假外，职工们还可以享受其他假期。
We'll go through some of them very quickly here. For example, maternity leave can be up to 1 year.
女职工可以享受近一年的带薪产假 maternity leave.
And if you are a new father, you can take 2 weeks of paternity leave.
当新爸爸的男职员们就可以享受两周的陪产假 paternity leave.
If I fall ill, I can take sick leave.
如果生病的话还可以请病假 sick leave.
Okay, I think we've covered almost everything on the subject of annual leave. Many people think we are quite lucky in the UK to have 28 days of annual leave.
I think so. Apparently in the US, people only get half of what we get. 关于英国带薪年假，我们就介绍到这儿。谢谢收听，我们下次节目再会。
拜拜。
这里是 BBC Learning English.
Curious?
好奇吗？
Curious.
英国问答为您讲解。
Then ask about Britain.